Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Niamh Ní Harvard was diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia when she was just 13. It's a debilitating condition that gets progressively worse. But recently, a drug became available that can lessen some of its symptoms. But it is a so-called orphan drug, one that was specifically developed for the condition. And because of that, it's extremely expensive. The cost can run up to about €200,000 a year. Obviously, Niamh would like to get it, but the HSE is yet to decide if it can justify the cost through the reimbursement scheme. Niamh, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Could you start by describing Friedreich's ataxia? What is it and how does it affect people?
So Friedreich's ataxia is, it's very long description, so I'll try to get through it here, but it's a rare neuromuscular progressive condition that causes damage to the nerves and muscle weakness. So over time, people develop a reliance on a wheelchair, different assistive technologies, glasses and hearing aids, and the speech can slur, and there's a whole load of comorbidities that come with it, like scoliosis and diabetes and heart issues. So it's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. And so far, what kind of treatments are you eligible for in Ireland?
So far, there are unfortunately no treatments. The nature of the condition is very complicated. It's, you know, as I described, very multi-system. So there's a lot of different things that a drug would have to target. So until now, people have just been reliant on eating healthily and exercise, physio, but nothing more specific.
Right. And so this new drug that has come along, what can it do?
So omeveloxolone, or Skyclarys, that's the generic name. It has been shown to slow progression, which is key in this condition. I mentioned the progressiveness and the neurodegeneration that happens. So this drug isn't completely curative, but it can slow progression.
And is there a process you've gone through where you applied to get this drug?
Yeah, so orphan drugs go through a very complicated process to be approved. I think this started in the EMA, which is the European Medical Association or agency, in 2012. So 14 years ago at this point, but the drug goes through trials and reviews and studies to be approved. And finally, in 2024, this drug was approved, and now we are looking at, the stage we're at now is trying to get the drug reimbursed in Ireland. So instead of paying upwards of 200 grand on a private market, orphan drugs need to be funded by a HSE to lower the cost for patients. And that's where we're stuck at the moment.
Yeah, so it's, to be clear, it's 200 grand a year if you were to go privately with this. That's what it would cost you.
Upwards of that. There are no concrete price points in Europe. In the US, it was not reimbursed, but it was approved in the FDA, which is the Food and Drug, and they priced it at like nearly 375,000 per patient per year. So it's quite pricey.
Yeah, and do you know why it's so expensive?
This is the nature of orphan drugs. A lot of thought and study and development goes into these drugs. It's years of hard work. And I suppose that is kind of the foundation of what makes it so pricey. Mm. And then because Friedreich's ataxia is so rare, I forgot to mention, there's about 150 to 200 people with FA living in Ireland. So the rareness of the condition is kind of a deterrent, I suppose you could say, for the HSE to want to reimburse this drug because it's not cost effective to the wider public.
Yeah. So and at the moment, is that's the HSE's position. They won't reimburse it because it's not cost effective. Can you appeal that?
So the HSE actually hasn't made a final decision on reimbursement. So the system is, as I said, quite complicated. It first goes to the NCPE, which is the National Centre for Pharma Economics in Ireland. And they look at whether the drug is cost effective and will fit into Ireland's budget. And once they make a recommendation, that goes to the HSE. And the HSE very rarely do 180 and change their opinion completely to what the NCPE advises. So currently the NCPE have said, no, they don't think this should be reimbursed. So we're waiting on the HSE's decision. Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Because I suppose from their point of view, there's only a certain amount of money they can spend to on a reimbursement scheme. And they're thinking, well, if we divert millions into this particular drug, that's millions we don't have for other medicines for people. Do you understand that? And how does that make you feel?
I do understand that. It is very unfortunate. I think that everything comes down to money. Well, when you look at the statistics on the issue, Ireland is very slow to improve and reimburse medicines that other countries do. So Germany has a very high approval rate for reimbursement, where Ireland has, as of 2024, reimbursed about a quarter of the orphan drugs not that EMA approves. So, you know, there are so many more people who are waiting and depending on these drugs to be improved. My story here is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Is this drug, do you know, approved in any other countries for reimbursement?
Yeah, so Germany and France have early access schemes. So patients in those countries were able to avail of the drug as of last year, or possibly even late 2024. And Italy would be the most recent country that has approved reimbursement. It's available in Canada for reimbursement, and Australia, but there are kind of very stringent rules around that. I won't get into that now, but there definitely are many countries that have approved this. Yeah.
Niamh, we wish you the very best. Niamh Ní Hiarvard, thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.